Hi, this is Jim, Wonder in Reality. This is part three of How Do We Walk with Jesus Christ? Trying to describe Jesus Christ is like this. Take your five senses and your absolute favorite things for every one of those senses. So your favorite sight, you know, it might be some scene of nature that you remember that was just breathtaking, or so these five favorite things that of your senses, and trying to recreate them for yourself or for someone else, it's impossible to do, right? So your favorite sight, your favorite smell, your favorite taste, the favorite thing that you've sound, and then your favorite touch, you know, the touch on your body. So those five things, take, just imagine your absolute favorite one. I'm thinking of one that I just had recently, and I'll tell you it in a second. All five of those put together and trying to recreate them, you know, later for yourself or for someone else. We know that that's impossible to do, right? We wish that we could do it. It would be neat, but it's impossible to do. Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit, He's the most wonderful, most beautiful, most glorious being in the universe. And we, as human beings, were made to fellowship with Him. Amen. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's only available in the fourth phase of walking with Him. But everyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. Amen. And, you know, I want to go ahead and just say this. You know, the kingdom is the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. He's the answer. A relationship with Him. That, period. That's the answer. But we must continue on with Him to get to that. And it's a holy, sacred thing that really, another serious thing is, it's serious. You know, He's not going to just give that to anyone. He's too holy, too sacred, too perfect, too awesome for us. No man can look upon Him and live. He's, you know, we could go on about more of that, but, you know, it could be that when people receive Jesus Christ and they just stay in that first phase, well, that may be better, you know, than making it. If someone makes it all the way and gets the anointing and they lose the anointing, they cannot be saved. This is a serious thing. That's in Hebrews. You know, just look that up. I don't want to get into that, but this is serious. I at least want to just put all this on the table. Why not? You know, these are mysteries. These are things that we can't fully explain and understand. Jesus said, "To you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." So I at least want to just clarify. The anointing, which is the fourth phase of walking with Him, that's when a person can truly fellowship with God. In the first three phases, we're receiving Him, and then we're getting closer and closer. You know, we are continuing through the phases of this mystery of walking with God. We're getting rid of our old nature. We're building up our spirit person so that we can receive this priceless treasure, Jesus Christ. And if people just stay in the first phase, well, that's just where they stay. And they, you know, as long as they're genuine and sincere about their relationship with Jesus, they'll make it to heaven, amen. But they're missing out on what we as humans were born to do and the purpose of our existence. So I just want to say that. I'll tell you, just recently I walked into a small restaurant and they bake all of this great bread and it smelled so fantastic. It was just this great smell. And I thought, man, I'd like to smell this all the time. You know, I'd like to have this in my home all the time, but that you can't do that, right? Like, I mean, I could try to bake bread, but it just wouldn't be, you know, they're baking like 25 or 30 or 40 different kinds of bread. And it's just, and so we cannot do that. Well, it's the same thing. You know, all these wonderful things that we see, they pale in comparison. They're nothing compared to the presence of Jesus Christ. Nothing. You know, all the most beautiful people, all the money in the world, all of the wealth of the earth, all of the most beautiful, wonderful things that your senses can experience, all of that together is nothing compared to the presence of Jesus Christ. And I at least want to say, you know, yes, as we move through the phases, we can experience more and more of His presence. You know, we can, you know, that's just part of it. You know, He's going to give us a touch of His presence and see what we do with it and see if we, you know, it's all part of the process. I know I've just shared some deep things, some wonderful things, but also some serious things. That's part of this whole mystery of knowing God, of eternal life. And I at least wanted to just touch on some of those things. It is in the book of Hebrews that someone who tastes of the heavenly gift and turns away, you know, there's no longer remission for sin. But I don't want to get into that. I don't, you know, that's a vast topic. I want to focus on, you know, on this topic, how do we walk with Jesus? And of course, the answer is relationship with Him through the Holy Spirit. In wanting to answer this question, how do we walk with Jesus? How do we actually do it? How do we walk with God? Someone could respond in this way. They could think, oh, God, walking with God, this invisible being who we don't, you know, who's so big we can't even comprehend Him and He's invisible and, you know, I don't feel Him in any way. This is just what someone could say. And so, boy, it must be impossible to walk with Him. And it must take our entire life of and we're going to have to slave away and work so hard our whole life to just try to please Him. And it's going to be so hard. And does this remind you of anything? Maybe dead religion? All the religion that's out there in the world? Then, if they read the Bible, they read the Gospels, they could say, look at this. How in the world could we do this? He says, be holy, be perfect, be righteous, just like me. How do we... He says we have to love Him with everything we have. We have to give up everything. We have to give up everything that we have to be His disciple. Jesus said that. In the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. We have to hate our life. We have to lose our life. We have to, who can do this? This is, and so that could even confirm them thinking that it's very hard and very impossible to walk with God, to walk with Jesus. And so they give up. And they don't do it. They don't try. They don't even try. Or if they do, if they are determined, if they're on that course that they're just going to do it, they go into dead religion. Or they go into their own way of walking with Him. Well, all of that is probably a fairly normal response from our old human nature. Our old human nature, which the Bible calls the flesh, it's our old nature. It is corrupt and fallen, and it's good for nothing. It accomplishes nothing. It can do nothing. And so that's kind of a normal response, but If someone continues seeking Him, they're going to find the Holy Spirit. And glory to God, that's when we realize that's how we walk with Him. This glorious relationship. Nothing to do with absolutely nothing to do with what I just described in the last 2 to 3 minutes. Nothing to do with any of that. It's just knowing Him. Because when we know Him, we meet the One. We meet Him, God Almighty, Jesus Christ. The most wonderful, beautiful, glorious being in the universe. So merciful. So loving. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Gracious means giving in a supernatural way. Gracious. Merciful and gracious. Long-suffering. Slow to anger. Abounding in goodness and truth. Amen. Abounding in goodness. We meet this being who is so beautiful and wonderful. That's when we understand everything. That's how we walk with Him. Period. I mean, when we meet Him, we want to do all those things that He asks us and wants us to do and commands us to do and all of that. Command and require sounds negative. We want to do everything. That's the only thing we want, is just to know Him. And that's eternal life. Knowing Him. Glory. Glory to God. That's how we walk with Jesus Christ. And it's easy and simple. It becomes, that's when it is. It's easy and simple because it's just Him doing all this in us. And we are the vessel. And you know, this is really common sense if you think about it. It's like God can accomplish in 1 second what would take me and the whole human race 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years to do. We would never be able, in 1,000,000 years, all of us together would never be able to do what He can do in 1 second. So, you know, it's common sense. Just seek Him and find Him. You know, and what's that verse? You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. So another encouragement, I've said this before in a message, but you listening have everything you need today to walk with Jesus, to receive everything from Him that He wants you to have today. You have everything you need. Because it's one, what do we need? Just us. Just giving Him our entire being. We don't need teachings. We don't need to go to school. We don't need to learn all kinds of stuff. It's not about that. I hope that you continue listening to these messages. I like hearing this, and faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the revelation. Not just the Word of God, the revelation of Himself to us. The revelation of that it's a relationship with the most wonderful being in the universe. Boy, that's incredible. And so you have everything you need to receive everything He wants you to have today. That's so encouraging to me. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to work. We don't have to do... Just give Him our all, and then that's when, you know, I just gave that summary about God. You know, He can do in 1 second. You know, He's awesome, beyond awesome. We as humans, we're nothing. We're nothing. We, as I pointed out in other messages, I mean, we're anyone who thinks that they're something, that's the main reason someone doesn't find God, is when they think that they are special. You know, that it you know, God opposes the proud. God You know, we see that throughout the Bible, that who does he accept? Those who have a broken and contrite spirit, who realize they are nothing. But he opposes and brings down those on high. You know, anyone who's high and lofty, and anyone who thinks that they are special, anyone who, you know, they aren't going to find God. That because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you could have, you know, a billion people who have, you know, all of the greatest skills and talents and brains and you know, money and power and fame and all of that, and it's nothing. It's nothing. Meaningless. So I hope that this makes sense, that you have everything you need to receive that daily bread. Jesus said, "Give us today our daily bread." Amen. Jesus is the bread of life. Give us today the amount of God that you want us to have, so that we can enlarge our spirit person. Our spirit person can grow, and our old nature's going away, and we are, amen, walking in the Spirit, walking with Him. Please do visit website wonderreality.org. There's free books and free materials, teachings, and thanks for listening.